We're talking about a chiddush about cold foods, how to reheat cold food. So we said yesterday the chiddush that a person could take not a liquid, a cold solid, much like a kegel or something, and he could put it on top of a container which is on the fire, which got food inside. So it's got an urn with water in, it's got cholent. Cholent inside it. He's allowed to put on top of that. He's allowed to put this cold kegel, because really, mitzvah bishul is no problem. Ein bishlach a bishul and dovi yodesh. And mitzvah the isur chazora of putting back, since it's so far removed from the actual fire area, no one in his right mind would cook like this, and therefore it's completely avoided the issue of mechzik mabashul. That's what we said yesterday. Then we said the chiddush from the bi'alocha. The bi'alocha says, bi'alocha's got a stira, and to answer the stira, it comes out, the bi'alocha holds that an empty pot, it doesn't work with this. Someone's got an empty pot, and he turns it upside down, and he puts it on his blech even. The bi'alocha says that doesn't work. Yeah, the pashas will be alocha. I must say, some do learn bi'alocha to without a blech. But pashas will be alocha, it's not working, it doesn't work, an empty kedera. Yes, you can't take an empty gedera out, put it on your fire, and then pour a food on top of that. Others, we said yesterday, Shlomo Zalman and others disagree. They say if there's a blech down, and you pour an empty pot on top of that, then that is okay to do. Okay? And we spoke yesterday about how high the pot has to be. That's a bit of an issue. I have not got to the bottom. I looked around quite a bit today for this. Exactly how high the pot must be. Say, I haven't mamish clarified. Huh? I said yesterday, I spoke to one Rob. He told me that the miser, when it's coming to cooking something, let's say which has been baked, and once you've got a kegel, you want to put it on, let's say you've got a piece of chicken, you want to put it on top of a kedera, so then it's being treated by fire, and it's like afia. So the problem of afia achabishal, so you should have 3 inches gap. If you haven't got that issue, you must have put a challah on, so there's no problem of baking the challah, it's already been baked. Then you should bake 2 inches. It's a very high amount. I don't see if anyone else disagrees with this point. It's either, that's all I've got. I just want to clarify one thing yesterday, because someone came up to me afterwards yesterday, obviously misunderstood. There's very interesting, 2 points very interesting. Some people, first of all, take a piece of meat and put it on top of their urn. So we said yesterday really, that could be problematic. If you put, what? You make a flash, yeah. If you put a piece of meat directly on your urn, it's very problematic. Partially going to make your urn meaty, which will make the water inside then, which is not a good thing to do. So the best thing we said yesterday to do is to put a piece of foil underneath the piece of meat. That means on top of the lid. You put your piece of meat on top of that piece of foil, then it doesn't go through. It won't go through, and that's okay to do. Well, that's what he said over here. You want to be careful it doesn't seep out. No juice seeps out, that's what he said. There's another thing what people do, and I've seen this quite common actually, people put challahs on top of cholent. They've got a cholent pot, much like a slow cooker, and they put on top of that their challahs. They want their challahs.
The freezer, you mean?
Yeah, even the freezer, or even not on the freezer, even to warm it up, I want to make it crusty. Some people like to make it crusty, like to have a crusty challah. Let's say there's no steam coming out, it's got a lid on there, there's no steam coming out. But the lid is hot. So this is a very big question over here actually. Does steam go through the lid into the challah? That means the lid is meaty. Does the bleers, the meaty lid, does it take out its bleers, its absorption of meat, and go into the challah? This is a big question, actually. The Chavos Das is machme, and we know that there could be a problem of challah which becomes meaty. A person shouldn't make challah which is meaty. He mustn't knead it. So here's a big question. You're not kneading it, it's only happening afterwards. There are a bit of problems with it. Could be problematic. So I brought down the sefer over here. This sefer over here, what's it called? The Bosom of Cholos sefer. He brings down over here. Yeah, you understand the problem. Right? That it can get hot.
Yeah.
And then the challah might become meaty. It's not clear it becomes meaty. It's a question of whether the steam goes straight into the challah, or it could be it goes into the lid. And then from the lid into the challah, it's called a nut bar nut, which is more easy going. Even so, to avoid any issues whatsoever, he advises at the bottom, or someone advises, the best is to put a piece of foil there. That's a big question, my friend. That's a good question. It's asked, normally, a bit of milk drops into meat, for example, yeah? Milk drops into a gravy. You've got 60 times the amount, it's bottled. If you knead a dough with milk, yeah? Even though you got shishim in the dough, it could be it's still osa. Chazal asked them to have a milky bread. They didn't allow to make a milky bread, even though it's got no taste of milk. It's a question. That's the crazy of machmir. The crazy place is machmir. Even if you go shishim against the milk, there's no problem with the dough. It's not milky. You must not make a dough with milk inside. You with me? Here's a bit better because you're not making a dough with milk. Yeah, the dough is already made. That's another big question. But even so, people are not happy with this. So it's nice. The best thing to do, it's very easy to avoid this. If you put a piece of foil at the bottom, then that avoids all issues, and your challah will still be nice and hot.
What do you mean you must make
a big challah with the milk? I don't know if you've ever had a recipe. The Maaser says a person shouldn't make bread milky or meaty. You mustn't put shuman, grease, or fats, or meat inside.
How are you used to make a milky challah for?
Ah, so that's a good point. So the Maaser Shulchan Aruch says, if you make a first, if you make, does you make a different appearance?
Herbert used to send from Denmark to your brother-in-law.
Well, that yeah, and did it look the same or look different? The I must tell you, it's a very interesting point. The Maaser Shulchan Aruch says that if you make a milky bread, there's two options. Either you change the tzura, you change the appearance, which way, or you make a small amount. If you're making the mushroom, one challah could also be called a small amount. For that meal, so it could be better. And quite right. No, I'm saying for this, yeah. So it's good what this puppy did.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So coming back to here. So here, that is a bit of not a grey area, but it's best if one can the chayra to avoid this whole issue and just put a piece of foil on top of your crock pot, your chollop pot. Put the challah on top of that, and you've got no problem at all. Yeah, that's really the best issue to avoid all things, right? Now there's another shiloh which we missed out yesterday. Well, we didn't miss out, we didn't get time to get there. And that is, what about a hot plate? Can you take out a kegel from the fridge and put it straight on your hot plate? Is that different to a blech with a flame? I mean, let's just clarify something. That's claw. If someone's got a blech on the fire and he wants to take his kegel out of the fridge and put the kegel directly on the blech, on the fire area, or the very hot area where it's going to be upstairs, but you can't do it. That is an area of cooking. Either you've got a blech on, and most people wouldn't cook with a blech, but you can cook there. That area is designated for cooking. We don't like to do it. What about a kegel on a hot plate? Why is that a question? What am I asking? Why should it be different? So some people tell you, you can say, there's a sword to say that, a hot plate is not designed for cooking. You don't, most people would not cook on a hot plate. So Ramosha actually says, that a hot plate is not a derech levashel, and therefore there's no problem with putting cold foods straight onto a hot plate. However, many others disagree, with Shlomo Zalman and many others, they disagree, and they tell you, you can cook on there. Now, I remember someone telling me once, a woman told me once, that she cooks her chicken, believe it or not, on the hot plate, when it's Yom Tov. What she does is she puts it out on the night of Yom Tov, and it cooks there on a hot plate, and by the time she wants to eat it, she actually uses it for an hot plate. So the Maaser is shayach to cook on there. So this is a bit of a question. Most poskim, as far as I remember, take on that we should be machmir, and we should not cook on, you should not put straight on the hot plate. Yeah, let me just see if I can find the Rukh Shabbos here. Hot plate. See if I can find it very quickly. Hanokas touched on Gabi Plate Kashmalis to put a food on top of a hot plate. Ain't it in Tashina Betchila? You mustn't put a food for the first time on a hot plate. Even if it's not mummy's going to element, that whole area one should not put. When it comes, though, now to turning an upside-down keli on a hot plate, that's really much better. That many poskim take on is really better, because don't forget, an upside-down keli, according to many poskims anyway, but so. A hot plate might not be a problem at all of Mechzik Mavashal. Those two swirls together would certainly l'chore allow one to put on a hot plate. L'chore, it's better if one puts a blech down first, puts a piece of the foil or something down on the hot plate, turn down an upside-down keli, and then put your kegel on top of that. That means, again, many people hold on a blech itself a real problematic area. If you turn upside down keli, it's not a problem. Yeah, if you've got a blech, you turn upside down keli, you can put the kegel on. The Mishnah Berurah, the Halachas, doesn't like it. Maybe this is better. It could be on a hot plate. You've got an extra swara over here. The hot plate is an extra swara. That's not the normal way to cook on a hot plate. It could be even the Halachas would agree over here that on a hot plate, you've got a blech, and you put an extra plate on, it's all right. I made it a bit too complicated, let me just rephrase it. It's not complicated at all. On a blech with the fire on, So we said if you turn an upside down keli on there, the Mishmur doesn't allow it. Because he says that doesn't help at all. It's like an extra blech. It doesn't help at all. Others disagree and they say that it is alright. Since it's upside down keli, it's not Mexican Mabashi, no normal person will cook like that. Therefore, that's allowed. When it comes to a hot plate, it could be, even the Mishnah Brura will agree, that if you put a blech down and you turn down an upside down keli, it could be mutter. Because since the hot plate got extra svara that most people don't cook on a hot plate, yeah, it's completely removed from really cooking, therefore that extra svara could be mutter even according to Mishnah Brura. So it's definitely an advantage on a hot plate with a blech on and you turn upside down keli, that could be particularly better.
I think the blech as well, just upside down.
That big tan is like a blech. The first cane is like a blech. So you always like putting it straight on the blech, it's no good. Yeah.
You could say it's further, a warming cabinet.
A what?
A warming
cabinet. Yeah, I want to speak about a warming cabinet. Right? So a warming cabinet, we have to speak about, there's an interesting point here. A warming cabinet, as far as I know, is not Derech Lavashel. It's not Derech Lavashel. First of all, that's really, a warming cabinet might be thermostatically controlled, so when you open it, you might be affecting the thermostat. But beside that, let's say he's got, there's an interesting question. I've got to go into a warming cabinet. I don't know how much what it is, but it's a good shayla. Pashtun, should we mutter? Because there's no Mexican Lavashel, no normal person would cook in a warming cabinet. It's meant just to keep the food warm. Now, I'm not well versed in exactly what it is, but as far as I know, you can't cook in a warming cupboard. It's not hot, even though it can get hot, but no normal person will cook in a warming cupboard. So, a person's got a warming cupboard, wants to have a Shabbos morning, wants to have the food hot. So, the chayrit should be okay. Besides the thermostatic problem of thinking about affecting the heat when you open the cold air going on, if that's not an issue, it's sad Mexican or Russian, that's really much.
Yeah,
sorry. Empty keli, and then the food on top. That should be okay. Yeah, that's really much better. Even according to Mr. Brewer, mach me normally, that is much better. Okay, I hope you're all sitting down, boys. This is now a chiddush, what we're going to say, the next halacha. It's very not well known because it's brought in Shulchan Aruch very by the way, really. The Ramah just makes a little mention of it. We all know that chazorah is a problem on Shabbos. That means a person takes a pot off the food on Shabbos, takes a pot off the blech on Shabbos, and he wants to put it back on Shabbos. He has to have dat lachzir, he has to have certain conditions to put it back. What about Erev Shabbos? Is there a problem of chazorah on Erev Shabbos?
Problem.
Is there a problem on Thursday of chazorah? Is there a problem on chazorah on Thursday? No. So this is, believe it or not, Shitzes Ramah. The Ramah says, just find this over here, let's get the right pages over here. The Ramah says, you can sit down, but I don't worry too much. This is a halach in Shulchan Aruch, which the Ramah says. Let me just find Reish Nun Gimel. Mr. Bruce says, Sikon Ayin. The Ramah brings a shit of the Rishonim, Tosfos, and others who hold that there's an Issur Chazorah on Erev Shabbos. Because if a person does Chazorah on Erev Shabbos, we're scared he might forget and do it on Shabbos. It's a very big zero. Let me just read out to you. Let me just get it first of all. Reish Nun Gimel, Sikot and Ayin. Yes, I remember. The whole Shu Stomach Hashaycha. I want to explain to you here. Toistos and Erosh and his people who agree with him. It's possible to have chazora, the Issur chazora, even on Erev Shabbos. Someone took off the fire on Erev Shabbos. Also, the haksal of Elim King who gore of a kotel. You can't put anything back onto it unless you've got a blech. So what's going on? Why is that shahir? Shahir, we said, was mutter, really. We said shahir, once basically a food's fully cooked, or half cooked at least, there's no problem at all. So the posse, he explains over here, the Mishmur explains, this shitter holds that, let me read that to us. Someone took a pot off the fire before Shabbos. Let's say Shabbos comes in at 5 o'clock. Someone took a pot off the fire before 5 o'clock. If that pot would be cold now, by putting it on the fire now, it wouldn't heat up before Shabbos came in. You can't put it on without a grufa. If it would be mutter to put it back on at that time, the person might make a mistake and also do it on Shabbos.
Unless there's a grufa.
Yeah, grufa is no problem. I mean, if you've got a blech on, then there's no problem whatsoever. That's the other place, quite right. If you've got a blech on and you took your pot off the fire, there's never a problem to put it back on, even a minute before Shabbos. If, however, which many people might have, is you haven't got a blech, all your food is fully cooked, but you take your pot off, let's say the fire, you want to put some seasoning in. So you take it off, you put it on a worktop, you put some seasoning in, You put it on a work till you left it. Now you want to put it back on the fire. Says Tosfos, if that pot would be cold, you look at that pot, had it been cold, and it would, now you want to put it back on the fire, if it'll take to shkia to heat up, it won't be hot enough, then we look at it as though it's being heated on Shabbos, and we make gzeira of Chazora. Unbelievable chiddush, actually. And the mice, the Ramah says over here, b'chein noeg in l'hokos, Ramah says, avel nochu misham mishachet, sorry, oh, I've lost it. Yes, I will. Chosu stom lechashekos, stom lebarukos, shkabor shavli don. Emus stom akol kashi, and it's stand like kadeira, if the kadeira would be cold. Yes, shall have sikhum rejo, he wouldn't be able to heat it up in that time before Shabbos came in. Dinner it kumori be Shabbos. Yes, makinim is there. Some are leading with it, they don't worry about it. They say, chazor is only a problem on Shabbos. Haminig lohoko. The minig is to be lenient on this point. Ach. Toiv lahachmir, says the Ramah, but mokoim she'ein tzorech kol kach. If a person's not too stretched, a person should try and avoid this issue. So, an interesting thing, I mean, as you said quite rightly, if you've got a blech on there, the whole thing doesn't start. The only issue we're talking about over here is where there's no blech, and a person took something off the fire, he put it down or whatever it is, yeah, and he wants to put it back now on the fire. Now, you don't always need a blech on the fire. If the food is fully cooked, and a person doesn't want to take the food off on Shabbos, he wouldn't need a blech.
You need this cold.
No. So now, because of this chumrah, you would. But I'm saying generally, up to today's shiur, before you all sat down, you came over here, we came out with them, you got a food that's fully cooked, it's according to everyone, and you want to put it on the naked flame, you don't want to take it off on Shabbos, you've got no problem with Chazor, 100% out. There's no problem with Shahia, because it's fully cooked. There's no chazor involved because you don't want to put it back on Shabbos. So you don't need a blech on there. Now we're coming out with a new halacha, interesting, this is a chumrah, that if a person takes it off before Shabbos, you look at this pot now, imagine it will be cold. If it will be cold, you put it back on the fire now before Shabbos, will it be able to be heated up before Shabbos comes in? If it can't be heated up before Shabbos comes in, Shkia, so it's being heated on Shabbos, so it looks like an action being done on Shabbos, then we have to worry about Chazorah. Maybe you consider you could do a Chazorah on Shabbos. And therefore, we don't allow it to do this according to Tosfos. The Ramah says the minute is to be mako. However, if a person can accommodate, but mokum shein tzorech kach, a person can avoid this, it's certainly better to avoid. So I say a blech certainly avoids it, and if a person takes off the food a long time before Shabbos comes in, so it will certainly get hot before that time when Shabbos comes in, it also avoid the issue. So there's two ways of avoiding this problem at all, yeah? One other thing I forgot to mention also is we were speaking about how to heat up foods on Shabbos, so I told you put it on top of a kadeira, you put it on top of a pot. Another way of doing it is to put it on a radiator. If a person takes a cold kegel, for example, out of the fridge, and he puts it on the radiator, that also, no person in his right sense of mind thinks the person's doing an act of cooking there. It's so far removed from cooking, no person cooks on a radiator. So warming up in that situation is also mutter. Again, I must stress, what I said, we're talking about over here where there's no liquids involved, yeah? Once you've got a liquid involved, a liquid has cooled down, to heat that liquid up in any way, on top of an urn, on top of a chollop pot, on top of the radiator even, is awesome. Because liquids that have cooled down is yesh bish lacha bish, there's a problem to recook it. So a person wouldn't be able to use any liquid inside. It has to be that we're talking about just a solid. So again, a solid food that one wants to reheat, it's been in the fridge and you want to reheat it, so far we've got two options. Either you put it on top of the urn which has got food inside, that's according to everyone it's mutter, even though there's no blech there, that's mutter. And then you've got an empty pot on a blech, could be also allowed, questionable. And now we're telling you to put on a radiator would also be okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a radiator is also right, it's so far removed from the fire that there's no mechzikim of vashel in such a case, that would also be mutter. What?
What's
a heater? What, a fan coming out? A plug-in heater, like a cold, a warm air comes out.
Electric heater.
You mean like a fan heater? You're talking about not a fan heater. It's also, no one cooks like that.
I'm saying, but it's more to the fire, it's more...
But there's no one cooks. No person... Yeah, but the person put fire, but with no person is right now. If such a person cooks the food out, they're taking somewhere.
It really helps the radiator in winter.
It's not normal. No normal person cooks in such a way. It's so far removed from cooking, there's no mess from the washing. Well, you think a fan heater is worse than a radiator? It's much hotter. It's drier. You can see the fire. It's not a normal day. I think it's a normal day to cook like that. I think it's so far removed from a cooking. Check it out. I think even a fan heater is too far removed from an act of cooking that person would associate with home. Don't forget, maybe here in military, there's no problem with cooking. It's fairly quick cooked food. You're worried about Mexico fashion. Kashastra bonon that people might make mistakes and start cooking. This doesn't look like a normal way of cooking. So the chayr that should be right. Check it out. The chayr should be okay. Okay, everybody, better stop there.